Hey, it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and used it as inspiration on the covers of my journals and coloring books, as well as I created t-shirts and canvas sneakers and cards and all of that good stuff. And I am the woman who decrees and declares that I am God resilient. I denounce all human resiliency. Amen. And I declare that I am God resilient, because if it was not for the Lord, where would I be? Amen, amen, amen. And so it is a glorious February 1st. Can we believe it? Amen. We have gone through 31 full days of 2024, and God is good, and He is forever to be praised. Amen. How are you this morning? If you guys know that we are firing off on all cylinders, we are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. Amen. So I just thank you, each and every one of you, for being here, for being a part of the growth, for being a part of God Resilient. Amen. If you are here, let me know. I would love to give you a shout out. I pray that you had a wonderful evening and that you slept very well and that it was peaceful. Amen. Any plans for February? God bless you, Deacon Johnson. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Do we have any plans for the month of February? Amen. I wanted to let you guys know that there is going to be a slight adjustment. Amen. I was thinking and mulling over the exact time. Some things are going to shift with me regarding my schedule, and I may just come on for 30 minutes. Amen. That is probably what's going to happen. I've tried to allot the entire 7 a.m. hour. Amen. To God Resilient. But I'm going to have to make some slight adjustments. So I'm going to have to, as they say, hit it and quit it. Amen. Get up and thus saith the Lord and sit your tail down. Amen. And so what we're going to have to do is make that slight adjustment. And we're going to probably be going for 30 minutes max. Amen. And so that is something that, you know, is not a problem with me. I just always want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to give people time to get on, because I understand that it's 7 a.m. in the morning. People are either getting off of work, they're getting ready for work, or they may just, you know, they're a little tired and want to sleep in. I have those mornings too that I get up and I'm like, okay, I gotta rush to get myself together to get on. We all have those mornings. So I'm just going to let you know that starting today, we are going to be going for 30 minutes. Amen. We're going to do the 7 a.m. to the 7:30 a.m. hour. Amen. And so I just thank you guys who have been committed to the full hour. God bless you for those who are viewing on YouTube. And God bless you, Terry. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. And so we will continue to do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. In that 30 minute time frame. Amen. Just because one thing adjusts in your life doesn't mean you have to completely give up everything. You just got to continue to tweak as we go. Amen. And so, and I also, let me, y'all know I be real and I be honest and transparent. You know, at first it was like, well, maybe I'll get on at 6:30. Let's keep it an hour's time in case there's prayer, you know, but I'm like, let me just be honest. Like, you know, I don't know if I can like get up and like be here on time ready at 6:30. So I had to be very realistic with myself. Amen. Because I don't want to put myself in a situation that I cannot be faithful and that I will be out of integrity Amen. I definitely do not want to do that. So let's stick to the 7 o'clock hour, but we will be having a hard stop at 7:30. Amen. So again, I thank you guys for your love. I thank you for your commitment, not to me. Amen. You're not committed to me, but you're committed to the word of God. You're committed to growing in God. You are committed to what thus saith the Lord, and God has just given me favor with the people who get on. Amen. Remember, we learned the other day, it doesn't matter who plants, it doesn't matter who waters. Amen. Only God gives the increase. That's all that matters. Amen. And so I just want to say thank you for trusting the God in me and the anointing of the Lord, amen, that is on my life, that you will get an unadulterated word from the Lord. God bless you, cuz. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Mr. Brown, I am grateful that you are here. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. And amen, Deacon Johnson. Thank you so much. So let's get right into it. Y'all, okay, we are going to get in the word of God, amen, and we will have that hard stop at 7:30. So we have some key phrases, or actually we have keywords on today, right? We have three keywords, and I'm gonna give them all to you at the same time. But guess what, y'all? I did not pray. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and let's pray. Let's process today's devotional and God resilient, and let's pursue God's word. Amen. There is structure and order in the house. Amen. And I almost got out of my own order. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you, Father God. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, that you will have your way, that you will continue to enable us to be God resilient, that we denounce any strength or ability or knowledge within our own selves, Lord God. You are sovereign, you are Lord, you are King. And so, Father God, we love you, we praise you, we bless you, we honor you, and we give the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, your people have been faithful unto you. They are getting on and they are seeking a word from you. And I am just a vessel of honor that I choose to be fit for the master's use, Lord God, having a special work, being prepared for every good work, oh Father God. So hide me behind the cross, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus, oh Father God. I activate the resurrection power and life of Jesus Christ, oh Father God. Speak through me. Have your way through me. Father God, you have a message for the masses, and we love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Elise, it is wonderful to see you this morning. I love you as well. All right, our three keywords. We don't have key phrases on this morning. We have key words. Amen. And I'm going to give them all to you at the same exact time. Put in the chat, flee, pursue, and turn. Hallelujah. Flee, pursue, and turn. Put those three keywords in the chat on this morning. So let's go ahead and turn to our foundation scripture for the last couple of days. Remember when we started, I didn't know how many days that we will be expounding upon this particular passage of scripture, but today is actually the last day. So let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. Amen. And we are going to have an emphasis on verse 22. Hallelujah. And you guys know that I read from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and the word of God states 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 19. Amen. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, Bury this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. Hallelujah. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also those of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. So if anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be a special instrument set apart, useful to the master, hallelujah, prepared for every good work, hallelujah. And verse 22, flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, love, faith, and peace, along with those who call on the name of the Lord from a pure heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see here that God has used such imagery to help us understand what he is stating to us and the type of worker we are going to be for the Lord. We are the Lord. Amen. He knows who are his. We call on the name of the Lord. We turn away from wickedness. In God's great massive house, amen, there are varying types of vessels. Some vessels are made of gold and silver. They are enduring, honorable, amen, and they can stand the fire. Hallelujah. Do you have other vessels that are made of wood and clay? They are dishonorable. They will burn in the fire. And compared to gold and silver, honey, they are useless. Hallelujah. And we must make a decision to purify ourselves from anything that is dishonorable, wicked, or evil. Amen. And when we do that, God will bless us. He will make a special instrument. He will set us apart or sanctify us. Amen. We will be useful to our master, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Then we will be prepared for every good work. So now, the creme de la creme, we must flee from youthful passions. Remember, they wrote this epistle to Timothy. Timothy was a young lad. Okay, Timothy was younger in age. Amen. He was a young man in a powerful position of leadership. So the elder ministered to the younger. Amen. And passed down his wisdom as a father in the faith. So he told this young lad, this young boy who was anointed, amen, who grew up in a house with women who served the Lord, his mama and his grandma, hallelujah. He told this boy, flee from youthful passions. You gotta flee. That's our first key word. We must flee. And then we learn in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that when I became a man, I thought like a man, I talked like a man. And then I put those childish things behind me. When I was a child, I thought like a child, I talked like a child. But when I became a man, I put those childish things away. So Timothy, I don't know his age, but we know that he was younger. He was a youth. So Apostle Paul is telling him, flee from youthful passions. Flee from that stuff. God bless you, Pastor Carr. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. And we want to pursue righteousness. And we got to understand that it doesn't matter how old we are. In this context, you have the elder speaking to the youth. But some of us still got youthful passions within us. Some of us got things from our childhood that we never worked out our system, that we never got over. We got things that we wanted to do for a long time that we never accomplished. And those passions are still within us. Amen? So this has nothing to do with age. Because when you become spiritually mature, not chronologically mature, we know your age does not equate to wisdom. Your age does not equate to maturity. But when you become spiritually mature, when you become a spiritual son and mature in the faith, you will flee from youthful passions. You will put those childish things behind you. Amen. And then the second key word is pursue. Then you're going to pursue righteousness, pursue faith, pursue love, and you're going to pursue peace. And then it's very interesting because then Apostle Paul gives another instruction. You're not just going to do these things, but you're going to do them along with those who call on the name of the Lord from a pure heart. Hello? Because iron sharpens iron. So he didn't necessarily say it, but while you are fleeing youthful passions and while you are pursuing these things, watch the company that you keep. Hello? Watch the company whom you keep. Who are you with? Because how are you going to flee these things and pursue the right thing if you hanging with folk that's still doing the wrong thing, that's still doing the wicked thing, that's still doing the evil thing? So you want to do it along with other people who call on the name of the Lord. And they doing it from a pure heart. Because remember, in the house, there are vessels of honor and dishonor. Use your discernment and recognize who is in the house, but not of the house. Who is in the house? Amen. Hallelujah. Terry says, birds of a feather flock together. I know that's right, honey. And Elise says, yes, seek the Lord from a pure heart. If anybody knows me, y'all know I don't rock with a lot of people. It don't mean I don't love folk. It don't mean I'm antisocial. It's just, I just can't do it. Because I am on pursuit. I ask the Lord to put me on the narrow way that leads to life. I ask for that. And then sometimes I forget that I ask for it. Because when he's constantly saying no, honey, I get more no's than I do yeses. And I forget that I get more no's than I do yeses because I ask the Lord to put me on the narrow way. Put me on the way that leads to life because broad is the way that leads to destruction. So being on that narrow way means that you walk by yourself a lot of the time. Okay? I can't do it. I cannot do it. It pulls on my spirit. My discernment picks stuff up. I'm like, no. It don't mean I think I'm better than other people. I cannot give everybody access to me. It doesn't mean that I'm extremely private. It doesn't mean any of those things. I know what I know, what I know, and I'm going somewhere. And my higher goal is eternity ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to make a decision. And I get with the Lord and I cry and I cry and I cry and I cry. And then he reminds me. He reminds me of my prayer that I asked of him. Lord, keep me in the way of everlasting. And then when he keeps me, I'm like, but God. And then he got to remind me again. So you want to flee from your youthful passions. You want to pursue righteousness, pursue faith, pursue love, pursue peace. Don't nobody got time and energy for drama and mess. Hallelujah. If you're going to be with anybody, watch the company that you keep. You want to be with people who call on the name of the Lord from a pure heart. You want to be among the vessels of honor, fit for the master's use, prepared for every good work. Elise says, I have trust issues with certain people. My circle is very small. I get it, honey. I understand. Rhonda says, purposeful and focused on God's plan. Amen. Because we got to lay aside every weight that so easily distracts us. Amen. Let's turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 17 through 18. And this will be our last passage of scripture for today. Amen. We keep shifting with the shift, y'all. When you discern a shift, you got to shift with the shift. Amen. It's step by step, day by day. Instruction by instruction. Hallelujah. All right. So now, Romans chapter 14, verse 17 through 18. And God does things decent and in order. Okay. So the word of God says, and we talked about this the other day. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 to 18. Thank you, Elise. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way is acceptable to God and receives human approval. Look at this. The word of God says that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and with man. Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. We see here that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way, what way? In righteousness, in peace, and in joy is acceptable to God and receives human approval. I know some of you may be saying, I'm not looking for man's approval. I get it. Don't miss the point. I'm not saying that you're seeking man's approval, because the fear of man is a snare. What I'm saying is that God uses people. And there is a right way. And if we are going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that we need will be added unto us. And yes, we need people. Hallelujah. We cannot do this alone. And God wants you to be around people who also call on the name of the Lord from a pure heart. So then, I'm sorry, let's go down to verse 19. I did a stop at 18, but I'm sorry, we got to go down to 19. Excuse me. So then, let us pursue what promotes peace and what builds up one another. Rhonda says, when your plan in God is different from mine, it's still good. We both are in God's will. Amen. So then let us pursue what promotes peace and what builds up one another. Are you building, is what you're doing building up another individual? Are you edifying? Are you exhorting? I think Deacon Johnson said, I can't remember, a week ago, a couple of days ago, he was like, we need to be serving other people. Our purpose is to serve others. I can't remember his exact words, amen, but I remember Deacon Johnson putting that in the chat. What? So we want to flee, we want to pursue, and we want to turn from wickedness. And we want to pursue righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We want to serve Christ in that way, because that way is the acceptable way of the Lord. And we will receive human approval. Amen. The necessity of fleeing from youthful passions, the necessity from fleeing wickedness, the necessity from fleeing those things and pursuing and turning to God's way, the right way, the righteous way, the acceptable way. And whatever you do, ensure that you are building up another individual. Amen. I love y'all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We will be here tomorrow. Mwah. God bless you.